This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nebraska Bishop James Conley is trying to teach how abortion is in a category by itself and is a form of violence that may never be justified. Conley compares it to other life issues and says abortion is by itself an intrinsic evil. Catholics in various parts of the country are saying that voters for each of the presidential candidates are committing mortal sin or sin that leads to spiritual death. There will be teachers explaining why such labels work better from the view of sinners than from the view of their audiences. Yet it is important to note that when other media report such labeling, that the labeling is going both ways. It doesn't change, however, that abortion is never justifiable and that sins leading to spiritual death make it hard to want forgiveness. Still, any sinner may find forgiveness. My simple editorial, don't vote for those who support the sin of abortion. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today. Former writer for Cosmo magazine Sue Ellen Browder says Hillary Clinton is betraying women with her abortion support. Browder says that while Clinton pretends to espouse women's rights, she is merely pushing ideas of the 60s sexual revolution. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.